Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
Good evening, everyone. Great to see you all this evening. Great to have you with us tonight, Saturday night. Did you eat too much turkey? I mean, how many of you ate turkey more than two times? Okay, that's a lot of turkey. Well, Grant, I just want to welcome you and really excited about tomorrow, Vision Sunday. I think the team doesn't like me right now because it's just been like we've been pushing so hard. But I really appreciate everything, and I think it's going to be a wonderful day, and I'm excited about what God has planned for us for the future. And at the same time, while we've been doing that, I've been working on this message for tonight. And believe that it's a very timely message. Sometimes I feel like messages are, you know, sort of prophetic in nature and that God wants to really speak to us. And even though I'm going to give you kind of like points tonight, I really want us to take this message for a now message. In other words, something that I believe God is saying to you and to me, and I'm including you and me both because I need the message just as much as you do. You know, when things come against you, and when you're doing church every week, week after week, month after month, year after year, you know, there's a possibility that you will lose your shout. And the truth is that there are people even in church that don't believe in the shout. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about that. In fact, I'm going to talk to you tonight about why we should shout. Why we should shout. What are the reasons that the Bible tells us to shout? There might be more than you think, to be completely honest with you. It's always amazing to me that, you know, people have a tendency to be very vocal when it comes to their football team. I've come to learn during this election that people shout even louder watching politics on television. So we're very vocal. We'll shout. We'll get excited. In fact, we get very passionate about things of this world. There are also things that are negative when it comes to shouting. For example, don't shout at your husband. Now, I almost said don't shout at your wives, but then I thought, you know, I think I owe one to the guys, you know? So there are times that we should work on not shouting. But if one thing is very clear, Christians are supposed to shout. In fact, we see very clearly, God, let's give the Lord a clap, amen? We see very clearly from Scripture that we're supposed to be a vocal people. In fact, God will use you through your mouth. And one of the ways that he encounters you and heals you and does certain things through you is when you get vocal. So it's important that we do that. Again, many people will suggest that Christians should not be emotional. Well, I have a problem with that because Luke 10 verse 27 says this. And he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." But if he says that we should love him with all our hearts, with all our soul, and if we look at the word soul in the Greek language, the word soul actually suggests your will, your emotions, your mind. So if we need to love him first and put him first, how is it that we can shout loud about anything else? Or rather, let me say it like this. How can we shout louder about anything else? Are you with me, guys? So you can't be passionate and vocal about other things in your life, but yet when it comes to the church, we have this idea that we're supposed to be not very excited. So you know, and then people will say, for example, well, you know, I'm just not that way. but yet you'll shout at your wife. Say that again. Ouch. That was good. Ouch. So let's get into it tonight, and we'll start with the most common one because most of us believe and understand that the Bible speaks about shouts of praise. Shouts of praise. Now, the truth is that every one of these in some way is connected to praise, but there are other reasons that we shout other than praise. Let's go to Ezra 3, verse number 11. Ezra 3, verse number 11, it says this, "And they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, for he is good." So why are they praising him? And he's about to give us the reasons. "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever toward Israel." You've been grafted in, amen? So you count, these promises are yours. Then all the people, what did they do? They shouted. In fact, they didn't just shout. The Bible says they shouted with a great shout. Everybody say, great shout. And when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. You see, they didn't have the finances to rebuild the temple. They didn't have the money that they needed, but God provided, so they shouted. When you recognize that it's God's provision, that it's the reason that you're living, that things are still continuing, that you're still alive, because God is on your side, because he's for you, he's not against you, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I want you to know there is reason for us to shout. You see, many of us get used to things in church. We get used to seeing God do something in our lives. In fact, many times God will move on your behalf and you won't even recognize it anymore. Because you must remember, he's good. He's great, greatly to be praised. His mercy endures forever. He loves you, and he loves you personally. Don't you thank the Lord that you serve a personal God? Amen. If we go to Acts 3, verse number 6, we're about to see the crippled man get healed. He gets healed. Peter and John are on their way to the temple at the gate, beautiful. And as they get there, they see this man. And this is what Peter says to him when he approaches them. Acts 3, verse 6, "Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God." He was praising God. Why? Because God touched him. Because God healed him, because God delivered him. When, I want you to think about it. When last did you give some praise because of something that God is doing in your life? Maybe it was something small. Maybe he just touched you in your heart. Maybe there was a small financial miracle. Maybe you didn't realize it, but that your children came home for Thanksgiving. I don't know what it is, but there is a reason to give him praise. I'm always amazed when people get touched by God, that they get touched by God and then they get up or they leave the building or they go home, but there's no shout. There's no praise. There's no excitement. Are you with me? Maybe you're not guilty, but I know I've been guilty. Not now, I'm really holy right now, but in the past, there's been times where I have been, you know, I haven't praised the way I could praise. Are you with me? What more does God have to do before you'll shout? What other reason does he have to do? Does he have to part the sea again? Does he have to raise the dead again? Does he have to save you again? I think each and every one of us have more reason to shout than we could ever even begin to imagine. Are you with me? One of the things about praising God, just simple praising, a praise shout, is that it has the potential, and I love this because I really don't like the devil. It has the potential to silence the enemy. Psalm 8 verse 2 says this, out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. Who else said these words? Jesus said these words when he was entering Jerusalem, except he didn't quote the whole passage. Most of us know that part, but we don't read the next part. Listen to what it says. You see, they were praising the Lord when he was coming into Jerusalem. We know that part where he says, out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. But let's look at it in Psalm 8, verse 2. Because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. The avenger is Satan himself. Are you with me? So when you begin to praise, when you begin to give a shout, now just understand that the children of Israel believed that the Messiah was coming. They believed that the deliverer was coming. And guess what? He was. They just didn't recognize the way that he came. You see, you must recognize that God is working in your life and that the potential to silence the enemy, what does that mean? The accusation against you, the enemy breathing down your neck, the condemnation that he brings, whatever it is that he's trying to do in your life. Maybe there's a deal that has been waiting to go through, but maybe it's time to shout. Because when you shout, the enemy that's trying to stop that deal from going through will be stopped in his tracks. Can you say amen? I like what it says. And you see, we know that he's talking about God. Just put the verse back up for me, please. You see, it says there, because of your enemies, that you, who is the you, capital Y? Him. On your behalf, when you shout, he will silence the enemy. Because it's oftentimes a contradiction to what you're feeling or experiencing. Remember, the children of Israel at the time were under Roman rule, under Roman oppression. But in comes the Messiah riding on a donkey. Are you with me? I think many of us don't realize he's riding in our lives right now. He's coming in right now. Oh, I can't wait for Psalm Sunday. I'll sort of preach at night right now. None of you know what that psalm means, but that's okay. Somewhere in the world, they know. Praise, a praise shout is awesome. But how many of you in this room have ever shouted when you need help? You see, maybe when you need help, you go to God and go, help me, God. But when I need help, I go to God and I go, I need your help, Lord. I need your help, God. I go in my room, I close the door, and I begin to give him a shout of praise. I begin to cry out to him. I begin to say, listen, there's no other help that I need but your help. Where else does my help come? But my help comes from the Lord. And I shout and I praise and I clap. Are you with me? Psalm 34 verse 17 says, the righteous cry out. Who are the righteous? Thank you for your overwhelming excitement. The righteous cry out. Who are the righteous? Amen. And the Lord hears. Did you see what it says? If you are righteous and you cry out when times of trouble are in your paths, when you are facing trouble, I want you to know that the Lord hears you. And guess what? It doesn't stop there. He doesn't just go, that's really interesting. He hears and he delivers. He delivers them out of all their troubles. It may not come as quickly as you expected. It may not come the way that you expected. But if you were still in trouble, you wouldn't be here right now. Psalm 18 verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. We must call upon him. We must praise him. And when we do that, he will save us from our enemies. Psalm 3 verse 7, arise, O Lord. Save me, O God! Exclamation mark. So he doesn't go, save me. He wants you to know, the psalmist wants you to know that he's crying out to God out of desperation, because it takes faith to cry out to God when no one's looking. It takes faith to shut your door when you've got problems instead of sitting on the couch and feeling sorry for yourself. It takes no faith to do that. I'm pretty good at that, right? Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to eat some worms. Do you know that saying? I've done it before. Oh, when you can go to God, when you've got a problem, when troubles come. I'll never forget, I watched a video of Derek. I don't know if he's here. He's on this ridiculous roller coaster thing. And he's about to be shot into the air at like 200 miles an hour. And I'm thinking to myself, Derek, what possessed you to get on that ride? And he's filming the whole thing. And as that ball catapults into the sky, Derek breaks out into unimaginable, unstoppable, inspired tongues. It just pours out of him. It just flows out of him. Are you with me, guys? And then as the ball gets into, like, you see like when it's about to like really go, and then he goes and it's just this, he's just crying out to God to save him. Don't worry, speaking in tongues is allowed. Paul said, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. Okay, we're not going to talk about that now. Let's move on. Okay. It's just amazing, isn't it? For they have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone, and you have broken the teeth of the ungodly. All right, let's move. Psalm 56, verse number 9. When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me. You see, you have to get a revelation. You have to begin to understand that God is for you, not against you, and that you can cry out to him. You must understand that the battle is not against flesh and blood. So if you see God doesn't smite that person, understand that he may have dealt with the enemy anyway. Don't always look for a natural response. Look for a supernatural response. God can deal with your enemy. I'll never forget when I wanted to lease a building in Okeechobee. The landlord told me, there is no ways I'm going to lease the building to you. He didn't like me because I was a foreigner. True story. Okeechobee, that's the good old boys, you know. So, you know, I had a funny accent, you know. And he said to me, there is no way. And I phoned my wife and I said, only God will change his mind. My wife went and prayed, cried out to God. About 2 hours later, he phoned me back and he told me he's going to rent me the building. True story. Why? Because we cried out to him. Because he heard us. Are you with me, guys? You see, oftentimes in life, you will go through storms. You'll go through many, many storms. And in those storms, you have to step out of the boat. Are you with me? I want you to know that even when you do that, if things don't work out the way that you expect them to, the Lord will always be there to pick you up if you cry out to him. You see, when Jesus was walking on the water, the Lord calls to him to get out of the boat. He gets out of the boat. I don't know about you, but to me, I just think, you know, that is incredible. Are you with me? The fact that he actually got out of the boat, most of us will say, oh, you see, he didn't have faith. He sank, you know. Brother, you wouldn't even have stood on the water for 2 seconds. He actually got out of the boat. That's pretty impressive. I think Peter was the man. Is that okay? To get out of the boat like that and step out on the water. And I mean, he knew every inch of that lake, of the Sea of Galilee. Peter knew, and he stepped out of the boat. Yeah, that part that's about 25 feet deep, and there's nothing but water there. So he stepped out knowing very well what he was doing. And take a look at what it says. In Matthew 14:28, this is what it says. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And so he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. Woo! But you see, many of us will take the step of faith, but as soon as the wind begins to blow, as soon as things begin to get a little rough, as soon as the challenges of life begin to come, because that's exactly what happens. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. But look at what he does. Come, you read it for me. What does it say? He did what? He cried out. He cried out. I don't think he did it like this. I don't think he went, "Save me. Save me." Man, I think when you're sinking and the wind is blowing and the Sea of Galilee is rough, I think you scream, "Lord, save me. Save me." And verse 31 says, and immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. I think the disciples must have thought to themselves, what just happened? What just took place? Peter stepped out of the boat and began to walk on the water. Okay, he had no faith, he sank, but listen, he walked on the water. Can I challenge you tonight, guys? Step out and walk on the water. And when the wind blows and things don't go right, guess what? You can shout. You can shout. And I want you to know that the same way that the Lord came and picked him up, he'll do the same thing for you. He'll come and pick you up out of whatever storm you're going through. And yes, he might say to you, "Oh, you of little faith," but I can assure you, one of the main reasons why Peter became who he became was because he stepped out of the boat. You see, sometimes the teacher is harder on the ones who have the highest calls. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5, verse number 7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Shout to him when you're in trouble. Go to him when you have a problem. So you can shout when it's going well, and you can also shout when it's going rough, because you know who he is. Are you with me? One of the most beautiful examples of shouting in the Bible is when we shout for joy. Psalm 47, verse number 1 in the ESV says, clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. I want you to know that shouting to God with joy is something very powerful, because oftentimes there is reason to have joy, but sometimes to shout with joy when you don't really have a natural reason, God will move on your behalf in the most powerful way. And I'll show you that in just a moment. Psalm 95, verse number 1 says, oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Think about it, guys. The rock of our salvation. Who is the rock of your salvation? I want you to know it doesn't matter what you're going through in your life, you have reason to shout for joy, because you live, like John said, for not the temporary things, but for what is eternal. And no matter what you're facing, there is always reason to shout for joy because of the rock of your salvation. You can shout because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because he spilt his blood so that you could be saved. He knew you'd be here for such a time as this. Oh, I want to give him a shout of praise. Yeah. Oh, I got reason to shout in this place. Hallelujah. Oh. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms or palms. Okay, sorry, I had to say that. Okay. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. Some of you understand what I'm talking about. Let's leave it at that. Okay. The palmist. Okay. Psalm 100. Okay. Okay, I'll stop. Okay. Psalm 100, okay. A psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is good. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Into his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Can you say amen? Make a joyful shout to the Lord. There is reason to shout. There is reason to rejoice. There is reason to praise. It doesn't matter what you're facing. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what the government says. It doesn't matter what your neighbor says. It doesn't matter what your boss says. It doesn't matter how you feel. There is reason to shout. Can you say amen? All right. The fourth thing this evening that we have to shout about is that we have a shout for freedom. You see, Psalm 146 says this: praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his plan perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes judgment for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to prisoners. The Lord gives freedom to prisoners. When does he do it? He does it often when you shout. He gives you freedom when you shout. There's a story in the Bible of Paul and Silas. And Paul and Silas go into the city. And while they're in the city, there's this woman who is operating with a spirit of divination. And eventually Paul gets really frustrated with her. So he turns around and he commands that spirit to depart from her. And after that, she couldn't tell fortune anymore. Because you see, the only one who does that is the devil. So when you go to the fortune teller, you must know that's what's happening. The devil is telling you what he thinks about your future. Personally, I'd rather go to God. Is that okay? So the people get really upset, end up putting them in prison. And while they're in prison, how many of you think that would be fun? Do you think while you're sitting in prison, you have reason to shout? But you see, the Bible tells us that while they were in prison, at about midnight, let's go to Psalm 16, verse 25, and I want to read it to you in the Amplified because it describes it best. But about midnight, as Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, what type of hymns? Hymns. They were busy praising God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the very foundation of the prison was shaken. And at once all the doors were opened. Listen to this. And everyone's shackles were unfastened. When you begin to praise, even when you are being oppressed, I want you to know that your praise has the potential to set your family free. I want you to know that your praise has the potential to set your wife free. It's your praise that can change the course of your business that you work for. Your praise can change the atmosphere in the office when you go there in the morning, when that atmosphere is thick because the enemy comes in like a flood. Your praise has the ability to cause a freedom to come to everyone around you. Now, I really believe I've saved the best for last. When I saw this, man, I did the happy dance. You see, one thing about praise that I've learned Because there's two kinds of praise I've seen. We can praise and we can shout because that's the right thing to do. But every now and then in your walk with God, there will be a shout that will come from inside you. And even you'll wonder, where did that come from? Because it releases a power, it releases a force that even shakes you to your very core. How many of you have experienced that? Man, I've experienced that. I've been in church services, I've been in my bedroom, I've been in different places where I've had moments like that where that shout that comes out just changes everything right there. And I've always wondered why. Why is that? That it happens so intensely. There's a story in the Bible, most of you know it, about Balak and Balaam. And you see, what happened was the king of Moab wanted desperately to curse the children of Israel. So he calls for the prophet, false prophet, to come and curse. And he begins to speak to God. And God gives him a word that is astounding and basically says to him, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. You cannot curse these people because they are mine. And this is what the Bible tells us. In fact, four times the king tried desperately to cause him to curse them, but he couldn't. Look at this. The second time in Numbers 23, verse 19, this is what it says. He's busy giving the report of what God has said. In verse 19, he says, God is not a man that he should lie. Can we all say amen? Nor a son of man that he should repent. In other words, he will not repent for what he has done. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed and I cannot reverse it. He has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. For the Lord, his God, is with him. He's talking about the nation of Israel. And he's saying that I cannot curse them because they are blessed. To the point where God is saying, I have not even seen their iniquity. This is so powerful. Now watch what he says next. Oh, and the shout of the king is among them. And that king is capitalized. You see, the children of Israel had a shout in them. And that shout, look at what it says, was so powerful. God brings them out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild ox. For there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. It now must be said, O Jacob and Israel, oh, what God has done. I want you to know that no one can curse you. No one can speak evil of you because there is a shout inside you that comes from the throne room of heaven. You see, you have to dig deep inside you sometimes to find that shout. But that shout is not your shout. That shout is the shout of the king. And when that shout is released, there is freedom, there is peace, there is power, there is no curse that or weapon formed against you that will be able to prosper because the king's shout is on the inside of you. I don't know about you, but I think we've got reason tonight to give the Lord a shout in this place. Yeah! I don't know what it is that you need to shout about, but I want you to know that you have the king inside you. Maybe you need freedom. Maybe you need a breakthrough. Maybe you need something in your business. Maybe you need to just break from depression. I don't know what it is, but I want you to know that what God has blessed, no man can curse, no sorcery, no divination. Don't worry about the neighbor who's full of devils.
he can do nothing to you. There is a promise that the king's shout is in you. What will you do when you stand in the midst of adversity? What will you do? Will you stand and be full of fear? Or will you release a sound from the very depths of your spirit and begin to shout to the Lord, who is for you and not against you? Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah. Oh, we shout to the Lord. We shout to the Lord. We shout to the Lord in this place. You are my rock. You are my salvation. You are my strength. You are my deliverance. You are my strong tower. Oh, I shout to you tonight in this place. Oh, let's sing the Lion of the Tribe of Judah tonight. Let's get the drummer up on the platform. There he is. Keep on drumming.
The Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Yes, I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He's not a failing in a manger anymore. He's not a broken man on the cross. He didn't stay in the grave. He's not staying in heaven forever. He's not a baby in a manger anymore. He's not a broken man on the cross. He didn't stay in the grave. He's not staying in heaven forever. Some people get ready, because the light is coming. Oh, people get ready, because the light is coming. Oh, people get ready, because the light is coming. Oh, people get ready, because the light is coming. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, oh, he's alive. He's alive, alive, he's alive, he's alive, oh, he's alive, he's alive, alive, he's alive, he's alive, oh, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. He's not a baby in a manger anymore. He's not a broken man on the cross. He didn't stay in the grave. He's not staying in heaven forever. And I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Yes, I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Oh, I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
Let's give the Lord a shout. Let's give the Lord a clap. Come on, from the depths of your soul, from the very depths of your soul, shout tonight. Oh, we shout to you, Lord. We shout to you, Lord. Oh, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise. Oh, hallelujah. That's not real, tender now. Now just bow your heads. Just lift your hands. You see, whenever the Lord does a work, it's because he wants to do something in you. And when he's done it, stop and just enjoy his presence. You see, when you shout, walls come down. Enemies are defeated. Fear goes. Bondages are broken. But there's moments like this right now, where you just begin to give him thanks. Everyone here is from a different place, different experiences, different things going on in your life. But in the presence of the Lord, there is freedom. So we worship you tonight, Father. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy and for your love.
I thank you for every precious soul in this place. Lord, never let us lose our shout. Now, I have so many reasons to give you praise, to give you honor, Lord. In the good times and the bad times, you remain the same. You do not change. And I thank you, Father, that the shout of the King is in every single one of us, for we are your children. The word of the Lord to you tonight is, do not fear. Do not fear. Do not look to the left. Do not look to the right. Keep your eyes on him. For where does your strength come from? Where does your peace come from? Where does your joy come from? Don't look at the things of this world. For when you go to him, when you go to the Father, he will give you the desires of your heart. Peace and joy, righteousness, truth, freedom, liberty, everything you need. As the world stands with fear, for the enemy has desired to put like a blanket of fear over the earth. But you have no reason to fear, for the King's shout is in you. And what he has blessed, no one shall curse. Even in the darkest day, the light will shine around you. Father, we honor you tonight in this place. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. I thank you for every precious life. Don't let us leave the same way that we came. We honor you. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. Now I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of you as you leave this place. Go in the peace of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.